Brian Torrens. He's the coordinator for the Edmonton Marathon. Joins us. Brian, how are you?
Good, Jason. Thanks for taking the time.
Brian, I've stood and watched the marathon. I could tell you I'm not a marathoner. I will never be a marathoner. It's just not something that appeals to me. But I have a lot of respect for those that do it. What's anything different, or is it pretty much status quo for you guys, the success you've had year to year?
No, some big changes. Actually, we've come back downtown, Jason, so that's the biggest change.
Okay.
So we've come back to the Shaw Conference Center. Downtown, I think, is the place to be right now. There's a lot going on downtown. We've been able to maintain a flat and fast course. We had out east the Rundle Heights area where we had a hill out there. We've taken that out, and then we head all the way back through Shaw and then back through to the Parkview area. So we stay above the river. Nice and flat, but still we gain some of that beautiful scenery that Edmonton has and the energy of downtown.
Did you have a lot of participants ask you to eliminate the hill?
It's tough, right? We love our river valley. So I think that was a battle with the organizing group for a long time. But getting in and out of the river valley, as all runners know, is a challenge. You usually remember where you went in and you remember where you went out. So in terms of trying to hit some faster times, trying to appeal to the elite crowd, it was a decision a few years ago just to go flat and fast. And then this year it's even a little extra flat and fast with taking out the hill on the east side.
Okay. Do most elite marathon races not have hills?
Yes.
Okay.
So even, Jason, to that, to the extent of that, if it was an IAAF, which is a governing body over track and field, they would say the course has to be within this parameter. So if it has too many hills, it wouldn't be sanctioned. So Boston Marathon is a good example. It's not sanctioned. So the fact that it has a bit of a downhill slope throughout the whole 26 miles makes it not respected to world records.
Oh, because they claim that it's, quote, too easy?
Well, too easy, but it just has a negative elevation. So, yeah, you talk to people that run Boston and they got the Heartbreak Hill, the famous hills, but they've actually, in terms of where you start and where you finish, you actually lose elevation. So it's not eligible for world records.
Okay. And actually running downhill is actually harder on your joints, though, than uphill.
2 days later, you'll feel it a little bit more. Yeah. I think on the day of, maybe people would choose the downhill. But for sure, in terms of beating up the body, you would definitely feel that a couple days later. The downhill hurts.
Now, you have the marathon, of course. You also have a 10K and a half marathon and then a 5K run-walk all going on Sunday, August 24th. You also have the marathon walk that starts at 6. So some people won't run it. They'll just walk the entire distance?
Yeah, unbelievable. So I think this starts an hour early, but people are in love with the sexiness of finishing a marathon, and some people aren't able to run that marathon. So walking has definitely increased over the last 2 years, and those are some good stories when people finish 8 hours later.
So that's what I was going to ask you. 8 hours, is that like the average time? Or like what's I know there's speed walking, so I don't think there's anybody speed walking, but like what's the quickest guy who finishes or girl who finishes a marathon walk?
Finish a wall. You know, we have one of the greatest race walkers here in Tim Barrett in our city, and you know he would be equivalent to a very, very fast runner when he's walking.
Yeah.
But on the other end, you could be 8 or 10 hours. Like if it's a hot day and things aren't going well, but people press on, people survive, and they do want to finish.
Do you know is all that walking, maybe the pounding isn't as hard on your joints and, you know, cardiovascular, but what about blisters? Do you get more because you're on your feet for, you know, almost four times as long or at least three times as long?
Yeah, I would think it's an issue. One common error people make is buy a new pair of running shoes the day before an event. So don't do that. Make sure if you're running or walking in the marathon that you have a good pair of shoes that you've trained in. But for sure, I think the longer you're out there, the bit of a beating it can be on things like the bottom of your feet and blisters. And to think, you know, some Ironman events, like people, I don't know if you've ever watched in Penticton or Whistler now, that, you know, people start the marathon walking. And these are runners, and now they're walking. So I think that's always tough to get over mentally. But, yeah, these people are determined. They go off a bit early. But sometimes that helps with the cooler temperatures because they're out there for a while.
walking for 8 straight hours to the marathon. That's definitely unique. Can people still sign up as far as the 10K and the 5K? You know, I'm assuming most people that have signed up for the marathon or half marathon, that you got to be pretty much committed by now.
For sure. Let's hope the marathon plans have started well before today, but for sure. So one cool thing also, Jason, which is different, is that the 5K is moved on to the Sunday. So the 5K and 10K used to be Saturday night, going off from the North Hunt, but now we're downtown, and the 5K and 10K have moved to Sunday morning. So we kind of have all the excitement going on at one time, which is exciting. There's going to be over 3,500 people down there in terms of all the participants. And the 5K, actually, we've almost doubled the registration so far in the 5K. So I think that that's an appeal to people. It's an 11 o'clock start, so you start off, you head west, you run down Jasper Ave for about 10 blocks, which is exciting. So that event has really increased, and then, you know, that's an event that we see some late registration. So people now say, hey, you know, I want a challenge, you know, for 2 weeks from now. So the 5K seems to be attractive that way.
And what's the fee to sign up for anybody out there who maybe wants to get in a 5 or 10K run on the 24th?
I don't know the exact fees, Jason. Sorry about that. But the marathon is usually about $100, and then the 5 and the 10K are usually in between 40 and 55.
Okay. I appreciate it. Coming up 3 weeks, basically, from this weekend. Should be a lot of fun.
Good stuff, Jason. Are you going to be down there?
Usually we stand out because Parkview, where they run, it's right by my house. The last few years, we just hang out and encourage a few of my buddies. It's normally where we hang out at, yes. I walk there. I walk from my house and say, great job, and then I walk home.
Jason, you're a triathlete. You should be used to this stuff.
Yeah. There's a big difference between doing an Olympic triathlon than doing a marathon, trust me.
And just a plug on watching from the streets, the men's half marathon will be the quickest race. Those guys are running, if you break it down to what people understand, that's about 18 seconds per 100 meters. So they hold that for an hour.
It's ridiculous.
They are going to be flying by.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy.
Flying by.
It's
awesome. Those are world-class runners, and they're going to be here in Edmonton in 3 weeks.
I appreciate it, man. Thanks for your time.
Good stuff, Jason. Take care.
That's Brian Torrens from the Edmonton Marathon, which goes August 24th.